Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun, and we are 16 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Mem Tes Omid Beis. My mashma da hay chaloshon lishna de puru. Today's daf is being learned as a schutz refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Liza and Leilu Nishmas Shloime Zev ben Avram Yitzchak. So the topic of Perek Shoyel are the halachos of Mekach u'Memker b'Shabbos. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Memches Amid Beis discuss, are you allowed to make a Goyrul on Shabbos, or are you not allowed to make a Goyrul on Shabbos? So apparently once upon a time when people got together to eat, wasn't so cut and dry in terms of who was going to get which portion. And they would sometimes make a Goyrul. And the Mishnah discusses, is this Goyrul okay to make on Shabbos? Is this Goyrul not okay to make on Shabbos? The Gemara added, it could be the Goyrul's not even okay to make during the week, because you may run into issues of Masachet Bekuvya, but that was yesterday's raid bite. At the very end, the Mishnah said that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would make Goyrolois. Umatilin chaloshin ala kachem. They would make Goyrolois on kachem, and the Mishnah says they were allowed to do it even on Yontif. So the Mishnah is referring to a Goyrol, and it uses the Loshen Chaloshen. So on that note, the Gemara picks up, my Mashmanai Chaloshen, Lishna de Purahu. How do you know that the word Chaloshen means Pura? We know what Pura is. Miloshen Purim, Al Shem HaPur. So how do you know Chaloshen means a Goyrul d'chsev? So the Gemara says, we know from a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Yodalad. The Novi Yeshaya was prophesizing about the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was Malach Babel. He's the one that destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. And he's often referred to by Chazal as the most powerful king of all time. Says the Gemara that the Novi Yeshaya, describing the Mapala of Nebuchadnezzar, said, Eich nafalta mishamayim. How is it that you fell from the heavens? Hillel ben Shachar, nigdata la'aretz, chilesh al goyim. And he used the word chilesh. So what does this mean? And what do you see from there? That the word chalasha means goyrolis. Amar rabba bar rafuna melamed, we learn shahaya matal pur al gedoyli malchus. Then Nebuchadnezzar used to cast a lot. He would make a goyrol on the kings, Leida Eze ben Yoimoy Shal Mishkav Zachar, to decide who he was going to engage in Mishkav Zachar with on that day. Every day Nebuchadnezzar was involved in Mishkav Zachar with a king. Every day it was a different king, and the way he decided which king it was going to be was based on a Goyrul. And that's what Yeshaya Hanavi was referring to when he said Chilesh HaGoyim. Because in a way, it showed the power, it showed the depravity, but also the power of Nebuchadnezzar, that this was something that he was able to do. Except the pasuk says, Kol malchei goyim kulam, shachfu bekavod ish bebeisai. And this is after Nebuchadnezzar finally was taken down. And we learn from there, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shenachum mishkav zachar, that after Nebuchadnezzar died, all the kings finally were able to rest. They didn't have to deal with mishkav zachar. The point is, you see in this pasuk that chilesh, chaloshim means goroles, hence the Mishnah when it discussed the chaloshim that the Kohanim used to make to divvy up the kachim that was eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal used the word of Chaloshim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, on the topic of Nebuchadnezzar, as long as Nebuchadnezzar was alive, nobody smiled, nobody was happy, nobody had a real inner simcha. And never the pasuk says, Nacha, this is after Nebuchadnezzar died, Shakta kol ha'aretz patzchurina. So after Nebuchadnezzar died, kol ha'aretz patzchurina. We learn from that until Nebuchadnezzar died, they haven't rina. There was no real simcha. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Also, lama v'beis shalois rasha. It's also for a person to stand in the house of Nebuchadnezzar. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, u'seirin yirakdu sham. That one of the klolos that Hashem said would befall Nebuchadnezzar is that there would be shadim in his house. Now, shadim, the Gemara says, doesn't like people. So when a shade sees a person, he often goes away. Which means that if a person will stand b'veisai shel Nebuchadnezzar, he's going to cause the shade to go away. Which means he's being mevatel the gzeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of usi'irim yirakdu sham. So it's for that reason, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asur l'amoid b'veisai shel loisai rasha. The truth is, the house of Nebuchadnezzar comes up in another place in Shas, in Perek Haraya, in the last Perek of Masechtas Brachos. If somebody sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, so there's a certain bracha that you're supposed to make. Either way, b'veisai shel Nebuchadnezzar was apparently a place that people were aware of. This halacha is associated with it. If no one knew where Beis Leish of Nebuchadnezzar was, then you can't make a bracha. You can't tell me a halacha that I'm not allowed to stand there because I don't know where it is. So apparently this was a landmark that maybe a tourist attraction, but something that people were aware of. And as a result, there are halachas associated with Beis Leish of Nebuchadnezzar. Another idea may inyan le inyan, but oisay inyan. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Shosh b'gish oisay Rosh alasas leisay tzadikach. When Nebuchadnezzar, her Rasha, wanted to do Mishkav Zachar with Tzidkiyo. Again, Nebuchadnezzar engaged the Mishkav Zachar with all the kings. So when it was Tzidkiyo HaMelech, he was the last Jewish king. He was the Melech of Klal Yisrael at the time that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So when it was Nebuchadnezzar's turn to be boiled, Tzidkiyo, Nimchecha Arlasoi, Shalosh Me'ai Sama, Chodesh Baruch Hu performed a miracle. His Arlo became 300 Amos long, V'hoisa Machzeres HaKol HaMasiba Kula, and it encircled all the kings, everybody that was sitting there. Shenemar Sovata Koloi Mikavoid, Shisei Gam Ata Vehei Arel. Arel is Begimatria Shalosh Me'ai Sama. The word Arel is Begimatria 300, and from here we learn that Nebuchadnezzar's Arlo became 300 Amos long. When Nebuchadnezzar went to Gehenim, Rashi called Yoyde Gehenim. Even in Gehenim, they were afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. Amru, they were scared. They said, Shem Elim Shalalayim Bopa. Did Nebuchadnezzar come to be king on us, even in Gehenim? They weren't sure. The other tzad was, Lechalis Kamaisim Uba. Maybe he's coming as an inmate. They weren't sure if he was coming to join them or he was coming to rule on top of them. He had cast such fear over the world that even in Gehenim, they started tittering when Nebuchadnezzar came to Gehenim. Shenema, how do you know all this? The pasuk says, Gam ato chuleisa kamoinu, eleinu nimshalta. Either way, what was the bottom line? Yotz sabaskub amr, mimino amto, rido v'hoshkub as arelim. The basko told Nebuchadnezzar, go be with arelim. And everybody realized, no, he wasn't coming to be a melech on top of them. He was coming to be one of them. Shavas noiges. Eich shavas noiges, shavsa madhefo. So this is, again, describing the mapol of Nebuchadnezzar. What does this mean? I'm going to read my rab. Shavsa umazu, she'amra midoy. The Ummah, the nation that told the Yidim, Medoid, measure, Vahave, and bring, they looted the Jews. They forced them to give them all their money and their gold. This was the nation that had a Mapalav. Ikadami, some say it a little bit differently. Sha'amra, Ma'id, Ma'id, Have, Beloy, Midah. Not Miloshin, Medoid, measure, but Miloshin, Ma'id, Ma'id. Just bring a lot. I am b'marshoi. Says a chiluk between what these two pshatim are. Uredu yatira husafasli. One more idea related to Nebuchadnezzar, and that is urevu yatira husafasli. This is Nebuchadnezzar describing himself. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Yirmiyahu Barabba. Malamit shirachav al arizocha. That Nebuchadnezzar, he rode on a male lion. The kasha tanin b'roishoi, and he took a snake and he tied it around the head of the lion. L'kayim ashenema v'gamis chayis hasada nasati liva avdoi. He had such control. He was such a melech that he rode on a lion, which most people can't do, with a snake wrapped around the head of the lion. Either way, this was the greatness of Nebuchadnezzar. Ultimately, Nebuchadnezzar had a mapal. So why are we talking about Nebuchadnezzar? It's actually interesting. You don't see this every day. The Nebuchadnezzar is obviously a digression from the sugyas of Perek HaShoyel here in Masechta Shabbos. We're dealing with Hilcha Shabbos. We're dealing with the halachas of Mekach HaMemker. But really, the Gemara talked about Nebuchadnezzar twice on Daf Kuf Mem Samed Beis. It was the same shmooze, specifically the Mishkav Zachar of Nebuchadnezzar, and it came to it from two different angles. If you're just keeping the paper trail, the Gemara on the top of the Amid said a halacha related to our Mishnah in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, Berei de Bas Yaakov. It was a comment that was negay our Mishnah. Once the Gemara mentioned the comment that Rabbi Yaakov Berei de Bas Yaakov said, so the Gemara did what it often does. We don't have a lot of Rabbi Yaakov Berei de Bas Yaakov, so we mentioned one thing that he said. So the Gemara mentioned another thing that he said. What was the second thing? If somebody causes somebody else to be punished, so he himself is going to be punished. What's his punishment? And the Gemara said, Minola. The Gemara brought a raya from Achav. And then the Gemara said, maybe you could bring a raya from Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was Boyol Mishkav Zachar, Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo seems to be punished, probably because he allowed it to happen, he aided and abetted it, which at the very least caused Nebuchadnezzar his downfall. So Nebuchadnezzar now is punished in part because Tzidkiyo caused him to be punished. So Tzidkiyo caused Nebuchadnezzar to be punished, so now Tzidkiyo himself is going to be punished. So we mention Nebuchadnezzar and his Mishkav Zachar. Why? Because we mention Rabbi Yaakov Berei de Bas Yaakov. Why? Because we mentioned something else from Rabbi Yaakov Berei de Bas Yaakov that was Negei the Daf. Then the Gemara at the end of the Daf again got involved in Nebuchadnezzar and this idea of Mishkav Zachar, but this was more negated to our Mishnah, because the Pasuk, the Mishnah described the Goyrel, that you are or aren't allowed to do on Shabbos as chaloshim. Gemara said, where do you find that chaloshim is a lishna d'pura? And the Gemara brought a raya from the pasuk with Nebuchadnezzar, who used the cascade rollers to decide which one of the kings he was going to have mishka zachar to. So we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar in Shabbos kuf mem tes on the base. This is something you would expect to see in the sugyas of Kamtzer bar Kamtzer and the Gemara's in Parakeh. Like we're talking about here in the end of Masechta Shabbos. Why? For two reasons. The same prat about Nebuchadnezzar from two different angles. One is Amr of Yaakov, Bredev Yaakov, another Amr of Yaakov, Bredev Yaakov that's related to Nebuchadnezzar, the Mishkan Zachor, Tzidkiyo. And the other one is, we mentioned Chaloshim. Chaloshim means a girl. How do you know it means a girl? It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu talking about Nebuchadnezzar with the Mishkan Zachor, with Tzidkiyo, and all the kings. Very interesting. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is, I saw in the Anaf Yosef, that's a pirush on the Ir Yaakov. He says that the Gemara says that Nebuchadnezzar, when he wanted to be boiled Tzidkiyo, so it says that his orla was nimshach 300 amos. So he says we know that 300 is a lashon guzma. Throughout Shas, 300 is a lashon guzma. And truth is, it's a mefurish Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Tamid. The Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, Daf Chaf Ches Amid Beis, says that after the karbonis were brought, so there were ashes piled up. There was a tapuach, it was called. That's where all the ashes were piled up in the middle of the mizbeach. And it says that sometimes it got so big, this hump of ashes, that it was 300 kor. So the Gemara says that even though it says 300 kor, really it's a lishna havoi, it's a lashon guzma. Really wasn't 300 kor, it was just very big. 300 is just the lashon, it's the shprach that Chazal uses. And then the Gemara says that there are other places, Omer Yane Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Shmuel, B'shloisha Mekomis, Dibru Chachamim, Lashon Havoi. There are three times that Chazal spoke in exaggeration. And all three times the exaggeration, Ayin Shom, Tomid, Av Chavta Zaman Aleph, the number was 300. So says that Naf Yosef, that it would be very tempting to say that when the Gemara says 300 Amos, it's Alpi, that Gemara Masechtas Tamid, that Chazal sometimes exaggerate, and when they exaggerate, the number that they often use is 300. This is a good rule. 300 is a number that comes up a lot in Chazal, and based on this Gemara Masechtas Tamid, very often it's a Lashon Guzma. So you would think here too it's a Lashon Guzma. But he says the problem is the Gemara brought a Gematria. Gemara says Aril. The word Aril is the Gematria 300. So it doesn't sound like it's a Guzma. It sounds like the number 300 is actually a real number. So he says something very interesting. He says that why 300? If it's not a Lashon Guzman, that means it was 300 Amos. Fasep is 300 Amos. So he says that Nebuchadnezzar was a descendant of Nimrod. Nimrod was a very, very powerful king. Nebuchadnezzar was a very powerful king. And in many ways, Nebuchadnezzar was a mirror image of his Elta Zeda Nimrod. The Gemara in different places draws parallels between Nimrod and between Nebuchadnezzar. Nimrod went after Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one that represented Milo. So Nimrod, who threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Eish, he gave Avram Avinu Tzaris. Avram Avinu's Milo, which means Nimrod represents Arla. So he says that Nebuchadnezzar is somewhat related to Nimrod. Okay, so what's that to do with anything? So he says Nimrod is also Begamatria 300. So Nimrod is Begamatria 300. Oril is Begamatria 300. Nimrod went connected Avram Avinu, who was the Semel of Mila. Either way, Pasha, you learn the Gemara, it's a Lashon Guzma. Because 300, Befrat, is always the Lashon of Guzma. But he says over here, we have a Gematria, and he gets involved a little bit in the Pnimiya Satira. Nimrod's 300, Oril is 300. In Nebuchadnezzar, Nimrod, Avram Avinu, Mila. Either way, it's up to Mishnah Vayiter. But Yisker, other point on the Shabbos. A person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos to work even after Shabbos. That's something you're not allowed to do. Additionally, a person is not allowed to tell his friend to go hire workers for him on Shabbos to work for him after Shabbos. So you yourself can hire workers on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to tell your friend to hire workers for you on Shabbos either. The Gemara will explain this. A person on Shabbos who wants to hire workers after Shabbos, but these workers are outside of the Tchum, it's going to take time until he gets there. So he figures, you know what, on Shabbos, I'm allowed to walk up until the Tchum. So can I walk up until the Tchum on Shabbos? Spend the rest of Shabbos there. So like this, when Shabbos ends, I'll be close by. I'll be able to do what I want to do. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go until the Tchum on Shabbos. So that after Shabbos, you should be close by to be able to hire workers. Or lahavi peiros. Or if you want to bring peiros back after Shabbos, you can't go up until the Tchum on Shabbos so that when Shabbos ends, you'll be ready to bring those payers. But if you want to go on Shabbos up until the Tchum so that when Shabbos is over, you'll be close by to your payers so that you'll be able to watch them, not bring them, you'll be able to watch them. That's something you're allowed to do. Umevi peiros biyadoi. And once you go to watch your peiros, then if you want to bring your peiros, that's something you're allowed to do. So again, the Mishnah is discussing halach. Am I allowed to go on Shabbos up until the tchum? So like this one, Shabbos is over, I'll be able to cross the tchum and be close by to whatever it is I want to do. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Mishnah gives two examples of when no, and one example of when yeah. When no, if you want to hire workers, you can't do it. If you want to bring peiros back, you can't do it. If you want to watch peiros, then you can do it. What's the difference? The difference is, to hire workers is something you can't do on Shabbos. To bring peiros is something you can't do on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to get into that. So mean that these are things you can't do on Shabbos. You can't on Shabbos go up until the Trum so that you'll be in a position to be able to bring them back with you. If you can't do it on Shabbos, you can't be machshech ala Trum. That you can't go up until the Trum on Shabbos either. To watch your peiros is something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. There's no iser to watch your peiros on Shabbos. So if I can watch it on Shabbos, I can go up until the Trum on Shabbos. So that when Shabbos is over, I'll be able to cross the tchum to be able to watch my peiros. The Mishnah says that once I go lish my peiros, I could already bring the peiros back with me. Klal Omer, Abashol, Abashol, explain this halacha with a klal. Kol shani zakoy bani rosei, rashoy ani lahachshecholov. And the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to discuss what exactly Abashol was trying to say in great detail. So what was the first halacha in the Mishnah? La yisker adam poilem b'shabbos. A person's not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. Not just that. V'lo yoymer adam l'chaveru l'isker lo poilem. You're not allowed to tell your friend to hire workers for you on Shabbos. Right, the Gemara, isn't that obvious? Ma'ishno hu, ma'ishno chaveru. If I can't hire workers on Shabbos, what's the havamina that I could tell my friend to hire on my behalf? What's the difference between me doing it and my friend doing it? Assuming my friend's a yid, so he can't do it just like I can't do it. So Maishna who and Maishna Chaver Amar Apapa. Apapa said Chaver Nach. You're right. The Chiddush is when your friend is in a Yehudi. He's a non-Jew. So you would have thought a non-Jew is not Chayiv in Shabbos. If he's not Chayiv in Shabbos, so maybe it should be okay. Kamash Shvulon, that it's not okay. Maskul of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi, yes. I'm your Lenoch Rishvos. I need a Mishnah to tell me that I'm not allowed to tell a guy to do something on Shabbos for me that I'm not allowed to do. Everyone knows the halacha of Amir Lako. Rashi says it's a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. Daf Kuf Chafal from Anav. We know the halacha of Amir Lako. So why do I need that halach of Amir la'akum to be chazed over here again? Elam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "Afilu tim chaveri Yisrael." Now you're right. You have to say that maybe the Mishnah is talking that even when your friend was a yid. What's the chiddush? A person is not allowed to tell his friend to go hire workers for him. But you could tell your friend if you want. Hanirish etamid imi la'erif. You're allowed to go over to somebody and tell him, "Are you busy tonight? Like, are you doing anything on Matzah Shabbos?" Wink, wink. Meaning you can't tell him explicitly, will you come work for me? You can't even tell someone explicitly, will you please ask Pliny if he's willing to come work for me? But you're allowed to talk beremiza even to a yid, even though it's implied what you may be thinking, but as long as you're not saying it, even if you're thinking it, it's going to be okay. So that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. The chiddush is, v'yisker adam poilem b'shabbos, v'lo yoymer adam l'chaveru l'skele poilem b'shabbos. But if you want to speak in riddles so that you never mention the furish that you're looking to hire somebody, even though it's implied from what you're saying, that's going to be okay. So, who then is the time of the Mishnah? It's going like Rabbi Shulvan Karcha. Time you're going to the Brai. So, a person is not allowed to tell his friend. It's in circles telling you, like, are you doing anything tonight? Do you want to come with me? Where he didn't tell him, come work with me, but it's sort of implied. Shuvan Karcha said, it's not true. A person is allowed to tell it to his friend. Rabbi Yechon, I said, Allah, Rabbi Shuvan Karcha, that loch is like Rabbi Shuvan Karcha. Rabbi Yechon, what's Rabbi Shuvan Karcha that says that this is mutter? Because the pasuk says, and we learn from there, you're not allowed to talk business. You're not allowed to talk about hiring somebody. But here, to think about it, that's something that you're allowed to do. Over here, being that you didn't say it explicitly, so essentially you were thinking it, but you never really said it. So being that you were only thinking it and not, didn't say it, so it's not an issue. Because v'daver dover means dibur aser. But just to think about it, that's not going to be an issue. So again, what did the Mishnah say? V'yisker adam poilem b'shabbos, v'lo yoymer adam l'chaveru l'isker lo poilem. V'yit gemar lo yoymer adam l'chaveru l'isker lo poilem. It's pashal. A yid, obviously, can't do it. And even a guy, we know Amir Lakum is a problem. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, you're right. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is not what the Mishnah said, but it's what's implied from the Mishnah. It's implied that it's only us to hire. It's only us to tell someone else to hire. But to say something which is going to suggest that you're looking to hire somebody, but you didn't mefurish say that you're looking to hire somebody, that's something that's really not going to be okay. And in fact, who is the time of the Mishnah of Yeshua ben Karcha? Because it's a machlokes and a price between Yeshua ben Karcha and the Chachamim, and the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. By the way, Rabbi Yochanan said Allah is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and we know Rabbi Yochanan holds the Allah is like Stam Mishnah, so it's very gishmak. It's Rabbi Yochanan of the Shitasai. But the bottom line is, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that the Daber Dover, only Dibur is Aser, but here is going to be Moter. Rav Ach bar Rav Huna l'Ravos. Rav Ach bar Rav Huna asked Rav, "Mia, Rav Yechon Dibur Aser here Moter? Is it true Rav Yechon holds that it's Aser to talk about business on Shabbos, but it's not Aser to think about business on Shabbos? I'm the hero Lav Kedibur. Then what do you see from here? That here is Lav Kedibur, that where the Torah says you're not allowed to talk about something, thinking doesn't constitute talking. Rabbi himself said, you're allowed to think and learning everywhere, except for in a bathhouse and in a Beis HaKisei. Why can't you think and learning? Must be because here is Kedibur Domi. So is here Kedibur, is it not Kedibur? Rabbi Yechon Paskin, like Rabbi Shulman Karcha, you're allowed to be Maharer business on Shabbos. You just can't talk explicitly, but here is not going to be an issue. And here, Rabbi Yechon holds, you're not allowed to be Maharer Divrei Torah in a Beis Americas and a Beis Akisei. Zokti Gemara, no, Shani Hasim, it's very different. The Be'ina Bahoya Machanecha Kodesh Veleka. What's the Makar that you're not allowed to think and learning in a place of Tumah? It's learnt out from the fact that the Pasuk says Bahoya Machanecha Kodesh. It doesn't say anything about Dibur, it doesn't say anything about here. So Vahoy Machanecha Kodesh means you can't talk in learning. It also means you can't think in learning. Over here it says Vidaber Dover. So Vidaber Dover means Dibur. So here Dibur is going to be Asa, here is going to be Mota. Rabbi Yechanan holds here is Kedibur Dami. But where it says Dibur, Dibur means only Dibur, it means not here. Fakti Gemara, is that true? Hachanami Ksivala Yerbacha Ervas Dover. That Pasik of Vahoy Machanecha Kodesh. What's the whole pasuk? Ki Hashem alikecha mesalich bekerav machanecha lahatzilcha v'losis oivecha lefanecha v'hoya machanecha kadosh v'loyir v'cha ervas dover v'shamei acharecha. Doesn't dover there mean deeper asa here? And Motimar says no. Ahumi boyle dekrab Yehuda damer Yehuda akum arum asa likres kriyish machanecha. If you have an akum who's not wearing any clothing, it's asa to read kriyishma in his presence. So before we explain, well, only an akum, but in a yid, that's arum is not a problem. Gemara says, let me buy it. Avada yid is a problem. Let me buy Yisrael the aser. It's poshuting yid is a problem. Aval akum, given the chesed basar chamarim sarum, being that we know that the navi compared the eme yehudim to behemos, so eme shapadami, you would think the erva of a non-Jew is not really an erva. Kamash malon, maybe it shouldn't be an erva. Meaning you have this idea that we view the umay sa'olam as behemos with regards to different halachas. So maybe as it relates to erva, we should say that just like the erva of a chamor is not an erva, the erva of a sus is not an erva, maybe the erva of a native Yehudi shouldn't be an erva either. So the Gemara says, no, amakra, it says, be'erva saviyam le'roho. That's by Noyach, where he was exposed with Cham and Shem and Yefes, the whole story. And the Torah refers to the erva of Noyach as erva. Be'erva saviyam le'roho. So you see that it really is an erva. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is that it's true that Dibur, as it relates to Shabbos, is Aser, but here is Mutter. When it comes to being Maharan in Torah, in the Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerech, it's even here is Aser. What's the difference? Because by Shabbos it says V'dabri Dover, but by Beis HaMerech, it's a Beis HaKisei, it just says V'hoyim HaChanecha Kodesh. V'dabri Dover excludes here. V'hoyim HaChanecha Kodesh includes here. It also says V'loyir B'cha'ervas Dover. That's referring to something else. It's not referring to a Beis HaKisei and a Beis HaMerech. That's referring to saying the Dabar Shebekdusha in the presence of Erva. In the presence of Erva, it's more cooler than being in a Beis HaMerech, it's a Beis HaKisei. Beis HaMerech, Beis HaKisei, ironically, is more chomer. So over there, it's also even to be Maharer. As it relates to being not in a Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerech, but you're pumped in the presence of Erva. So over there, the halach is, you're right, Dibra's also, here is going to be Mutter. Why? Because Vayir, Bacha, Erva's Dabar. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Yechon sometimes holds here is Kidibur Dami, and sometimes he holds here is Lav Kidibur Dami, where it says Dibur, V'dabar Dabar by Shabbos, Vayir, Bacha, Erva's Dabar, meaning in the presence of Erva. Dibur also here in Mutter. But where it doesn't say the word Dibur, that's more high level, that's more general. So over there, Dibur is Aser, and here is going to be Aser as well. Freak thing, Dibur me Aser. Is it even Aser to talk about business and money and those types of ideas on Shabbos? I mean, that's clearly suggested. That's the Mishnah. Freit the Gemara, kash on the whole sukkah. A person is allowed to talk about chesbonos of mitzvah on Shabbos. You're allowed to make an appeal for aniyim on Shabbos. You're allowed to get involved in pekuach nefesh on Shabbos. That's obvious. You're also allowed to get involved involved in things for the rabbi, even if it's not pekuach nefesh on Shabbos. V'holchim lebati knesiyos lefakeach aliskei rabbi b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go to a shul to get involved in yoni rabbi on Shabbos. V'amar shul manach minim rabbi yechon. Holchim letartiyos, ulekarpisoyos, ulebesilkoyos. You're allowed to go to a theater, to a circus, and places like that. Lefakeach aliskei rabbi b'Shabbos. Tonedim and asher ben shadchal on tinoi kazaris b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make shaduchim on Shabbos. V'altikel amdei sefer. You're allowed to arrange for a child to have someone to learn with on Shabbos. Ulam liumnis, even to teach him an umnis on Shabbos. So what do you see from me? You're allowed to make chishboinus on Shabbos. So why are you telling me that you're not allowed to talk in business on Shabbos? Everything we just mentioned isn't this business? So the Gemara says the obvious answer. The Mishnah, what we learned out from Vedaber Dover, that's Dvarim Shel Chayil. Dvarim Shel Chayil on Shabbos is Aser. Here we're talking about Dvarim Shel Mitzvah. It's true, it's money. It's true, it's Chayil type of things, but it's in the context of Dvarim Shel Mitzvah. We're raising money to help Aniyim. We're raising money to help the Rabbim. It's a question of Pekuach Nefesh. We need to help this child so he has Parnasa. We need to help this person so he should be able to sit and learn Torah. So anytime you're dealing with Chetzei Shemayim is always going to be different. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmu. More on this topic. Cheshbonei Shel Malach. Cheshbonei of Malach, or Malacha, v'shel Mabekach, Mutter l'choish from the Shabbos. So what are these two things? So Rashi says, Malach is something that has nothing to do with you. People talk about things sometimes that have no relevance to them. No relevance. Not Kodesh, not Choyl. It doesn't affect them monetarily. No shaykhis to them. But that's just the way people are. Rashi gives an example. You want to build a house, you're not in construction, you're not building a house, but you know everything. If you want to build a house, this is how much it's going to cost per square foot. So that's what cheshbonos shel malach are. What's shel mabekach? So actually, these are things that were once negeya, but they're bygones. It's not something that's negeya anymore. Either way, Shmuel said cheshbonos shel malach, but shel mabekach mutol l'cheshon v'shabbos. This is something you can talk about on Shabbos. Tain nami hachi cheshbonos shel avru v'shasidim liyos. Cheshbonos of things that happened already or things that are going to happen. Also l'cheshon. These are things that you're not allowed to think about on Shabbos. Shel malach, v'shel mabekach. But as it relates to malach and mabekach, mutol l'cheshon v'shabbos. So you see, these are things that you're allowed to cheshbon on Shabbos. Zok to gemara. Vermin al asu akasha cheshbon cheshbonos shein etzrichin. To think about things that are not negay. Ve'im echash v'chash v'en shetuch. Be'in allah think about things that are negay. Ke'itzad. Oim yolam l'chavir kach v'poil m'etzesi. A person's letter. Tell his friend, this is how many workers I needed. I'll saw the zoo for that field. Kach v'chad v'nor m'etzesi al dira zoo. This is how much money I paid for this dira. Avon lo yoy ma lo yoy. Now let us say kach v'kach v'etzesi. V'kach v'kach. Ani osad. But you're not allowed to say that this is how much I spend, but this is also how much I'm going to spend. So what's the Gemara's kasha? That you see from here that dvarim shel, that things that happened already are not necessarily mutter. Because abu loyoy maloy, it says kach v'kach v'tzeisi, and kach v'kach ani osad liyoy. So you see, it's not so posh that you're allowed to talk about something that happened in the past. But frank to Gemara, how could you ask a kasha? I mean, let's go back to the original braisa. L'tamech, kasha lochi gufo. I mean, the braisa itself seemed to be a stir minei obe. Because the braisa said, chashboinoy sha'avru v'shasas. Also lechashva, and then the Braisa said cheshbonos shel mabekach, which means cheshbonos shel avru mutol lechashva. So before you ask a kasha from another Braisa, we have to figure out this Braisa, right? First, you have to take care of business at home. We have to figure out this Braisa, and then we'll start worrying about what other Braises mean. Meaning, let's understand the Braisa first. Maybe once we understand the Braisa, we're not going to have a kasha anymore. Ella, you have to say, meaning, there's enough gemina between something that you did in the past, but you may have some outstanding invoices, versus something that you did in the past, and you sealed it away. It's all done. So if you did talk about something that you did in the past, where it's not negay anymore, it's finished, it's history, it's in the books, so that's something you're allowed to talk about. If there's something open, then you're not allowed to talk about. The fact that this braisa says, because you still need to do. You're not finished yet. So let's understand the first braisa. Once you understand the first braisa, there's no kasha anymore from the second braisa. Zok to Gemara. Ein machshich. Tanu rabbono. Maisa b'chassid. That was a story with a chassid. Shenifret soloi peretz. B'toich sadeo. He had a breach in his field. It was Shabbos, and he decided on Shabbos that he has to figure out a way to close this defense. And then he realized, oops, it's Shabbos. What did I do? I had such a machshava on Shabbos. And the chassid decided that he's not going to do it. Not on Shabbos, not after Shabbos. He said, because I had a machshava to repair this fence on Shabbos, I'm punishing myself. This is my tshuva. I'm never going to do it. He had a miracle. and Tzlaf of Perikets HaMavarchim fame, the caper bush, grew there. Umimeno hisa parnasasai, u parnasas anche besai. And from here he had parnasa, and from here his family had parnasa. That because this yid went ahead and he decided to take on this chumri yisera, that he's not going to repair this fence because he had a machshav, a fleeting thought to do it on Shabbos. So he ended up having tremendous parnasa from this. We know that wherever it says in Chazal, Maisa b'chaser echad, it's one of two people. It's either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Loi, as in Stam Rabbi Yehuda and Chas, Rameir's Bal Plukta, or it's Rabbi Yehuda and Bava. It's one or the other. Either way, Ma'is of the Chassid, every time it says Chassid, the Gemara says, is either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Loi, or it's Rabbi Yehuda and Bava. The Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai, on this Gemara brings from Tzadikim, who said that the Chassid over here was either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Loi, or it was Rabbi Yehuda and Bava. However, when he went ahead and he did this Ma'isa, he had in him the nitzutz neshama of someone that had lived many, many years prior to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Someone that we spoke a lot about in Masach Shabbos. And that is none other than Tzlafchad. Rabbi Akiva said Tzlafchad died. He left over daughters, no sons, but he died. He died because he did an Avera. Rabbi Akiva said, what was the Avera that Tzlafchad did? He was the Mekoy Shesheitzim. He was Mechal Shabbos. So the Ben Ishchai said he was Mekabel from Tzadikim, that this chassid, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, had a nitzutz neshama of the Mekoy Shesheitzim. And the reason he had a nitzutz neshama of the Mekoy Shesheitzim was because the Mekoy Shesh was a tzaddik. But he was Mechal Shabbos. And because he was Mechal Shabbos, his neshama needed a tikkun. What was the tikkun? Shabbos. So he came back, he was reincarnated. Somehow this Gilgal in Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Mava, and he had an opportunity, this Nisoyan of Shabbos, and he went ahead and he went the Fnim Meshurah said in this unbelievable Kabbalah, what he did as it relates to Shabbos. And this was the source. He said, Remez Ladavar, what was the miracle? What happened? Va'osa by Tzlaf. He had Tzlaf. He said he had one caper bush, a Tzlaf Chad. Tzlaf Chad. Tzlafchad. He said, that's the remez. Of course, this Gemara brings to mind Yosef Maikin Shabbos, right? Yosef Maikin Shabbos went out of his way. He went Lefnim Meshur Sadin as relates to Shabbos. And what happened? He had tremendous Hashiras. We have two Gemaras in Masach to Shabbos that talk about the Bracha of Shabbos. Shabbos is Mekoyra Bracha. You had Yosef Maikin Shabbos, and you have over here Tzlafchad, the Mekoy Shesheitzim, that they were Zoicha to tremendous Bracha. Why were they Zoicha to tremendous Bracha? Because of the fact that they kept Shabbos. We'll talk about this maybe in the next couple of days. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ashmon, Muta L'Adam, let me, the Chaver person is allowed to tell his friend, L'kach Proini, Ani Hoylech L'machar. He's allowed to tell him that I plan on going to a certain city tomorrow, after Shabbos. This is Shabbos afternoon. He's talking to your friend, and you tell him, you know, tomorrow, Sunday, I plan on traveling to a certain city. Not just that, you're even allowed to tell him, do you want to come with me? You're interested? Let's go together. And you would think, of course you're not allowed to do that. Why not? So first of all, are you allowed to talk about doing something after Shabbos on Shabbos? But our Gemara is coming from a different angle. And that is, it's usur, presumably, to go to that krach. Because if you're going from one city to another city, you're going out of the tchum. So if you're going out of the tchum, there could be a tchum problem. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shul, there's no tchum problem. And the reason is, a big chedesh, shem yesh burgen in hoylech. We're going to learn soon in Masech des Erevin. There are times that the limits of the city extend beyond the city borders. And that is, if you have huts within 70 and two-thirds amos, called burgenin, from the city, so it extends the city. So it's possible to go from one city to another city. It could be thousands and thousands of amos. It could be way outside the tchum. But if in every 70 and two-thirds amos there's a hut, it extends the limits of the city. So it is possible for a person to go from city A to city B, even on Shabbos. Being that that's the case, you're allowed to say on Shabbos that you're going to do it after Shabbos. But here's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even if there were no borgenin between city A and city B, but there could have, would have, should have been borgenin. And the fact that there could have been borgenin, that's enough to say that even though they're physically not there, but at the same time, I'm at the very least on Shabbos allowed to talk about doing it after Shabbos. And I'm going to learn Mishnah. You're not allowed to go on Shabbos up until the tchum, so that after Shabbos you'll be ready to hire workers and to bring payers. Bishlam to hire workers. I understand. You can't hire workers on Shabbos. So as we spoke out in the Mishnah, you can't go on Shabbos up until the Tchum so that after Shabbos you'll be ready to hire workers. Allah havi peiros. But to bring peiros, you tell me a new chiddush. That I'm allowed to talk about doing something on Shabbos after Shabbos if the thing that I'm saying I'm going to do after Shabbos is something that I could do on Shabbos. And even if I physically can't do it right now, but you can use could have, would have, should have. So for example, you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos about doing something after Shabbos that you couldn't do on Shabbos. But I could say that after Shabbos, I'm going to go from city to city. Even if that city is out of the Tchum. Because it could have been not out of the Tchum. It could have been Borgenin. And if they were Borgenin, it wouldn't have been out of the Tchum. So there's like a could have, would have, Svara. So it's okay. So the Gemara's timing and our Mishnah should say the same thing. Our Mishnah was discussing something similar. I'm not going to go on Shabbos up until the Tchum so that after Shabbos, I'll be ready to go take care of business. Unless the thing I'm going to do after Shabbos is something I could do on Shabbos. So he gave two examples of things you're not allowed to do. Hire workers. I can't hire workers on Shabbos. So I can't go up until the Tchum, so that after Shabbos I'll be ready to hire workers. The other one was the Havi Peiros. Now the assumption is, what's the problem with bringing Peiros? It's probably a Hitzah problem. Right, what could be the problem with carrying pears? Pears are not muktzah. So it's probably a Hitzah problem. Tainas the Gemara, why don't you say could have, would have, should have? Why don't you say, Leimo, Shem, Yesha, Mechitzes, maybe? What if there were Mechitzes? What if you put up walls, 10 tefachim tall, then it would be one big Rosh Hashayachid? Then there wouldn't be a problem. So there is a scenario where it could have been mutter. So if there's a scenario where it could have been mutter, then it should always be mutter. So the Gemara says, the case of the Mishnah is talking about, where the pears were attached to the ground. The issue in the Mishnah was not Hitzah. The issue was Tailish. These pears were attached. There's no could have, would have, should have. There's no way to detach pears on Shabbos. For Tani Rabbi Shaya, so the Gemara says, I hear from the Mishnah, you have no kasha. But I have a kasha from a Bryce. Rabbi Shaya said, Machshichin ala tchum lahavi tevin v'kash. He gave different examples. He said that you're not allowed to go on Shabbos up until the tchum, so that after Shabbos, you'll be able to bring tevin and kash. Now, Bishlam the kash, tevin and kash are both translated as straw, but they're a little different. Kash is mishkachas al b'mechuber, is attached to the ground. Elo tevin, echi mishkachas lo. Tevin is, by definition, detached from the ground. Tevin is when it's detached from the ground. So if that's the case, it's not attached. So if it's not attached, why can't I go on Shabbos up until the Tchum so that after Shabbos I'll be able to bring the tevin? What are you worried about? You worried about Hitzah? There could have, would have, should have been mechitzas, and then maybe it would have been a rishus hayachid. It'd be something I'm allowed to do on Shabbos. It's attached to the ground. No, it's not. Tevin is never attached to the ground. So the Gemara says meshkachas abetivna sariyah. It's talking about smelly tevin. The point is, it's mukta. If it's mukta, that's the issue. So again, there's no could have, would have, should have, because it's mukta. Toshma mechshichin ala tchum befakeach al iske kalo val iske ames. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's stuff. That one of the things that you're allowed to do on Shabbos is you're allowed to go up until the tchum so that after Shabbos you'll be ready to take care of a kalo and to take care of a mace. Even though the melachos involved are things that you couldn't do on Shabbos, but for a kala and for a mace, the chachamim relax their takana. So the Gemara says like this: Aliske kala umace in aliske achaloi. So obviously we're dealing with something that you couldn't do on Shabbos. Bishlo na achar dumi the kala mishkachas al the mikzul asa. The thing that you would maybe want to do for the kala that the Mishnah says you're allowed to do for the kala that you couldn't do for a regular person is to cut hadasim. That was something that was done for a kala. For a kala you could do it. For a non-kala, you can't do it. That involves a real malach. El a mace, mind you. But for a mace, what would you have done for a mace that we're saying you could do for a mace, but you can't do for a non-mace? Probably lahavi loy aron v'tachrichin, to bring aron and tachrichin. That's probably what it is. So you want to go after Shabbos, you need aron v'tachrichin. So you want to chaparai. So on Shabbos, you go up until the tchum. It's like this, after Shabbos, you'll be able to bring the aron v'tachrichin. Sounds like for a non-mace, you would never be able to do that. Why not? What's the malacha? The malacha is haitzah. Haitzah, you just told me, is something that you could be machshich for. Because even though right now, haitzah is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, but if there were mechitzas, you would be allowed to do it. So if we're talking about haitzah, so what should be the problem? So the Gemara says, mishkachas lo lemigzol aglim. No, maybe the thing that you were doing for the mace wasn't haitzah, but rather the thing that you were doing for the mace was you were going to cut the tachrichim, or you were going to cut the wood to make the coffin. The point is, it could be it was something that's nageya, a real iser. If it's nageya, a real iser, you don't have the svara that you could have made mechitzas, or there could have been borgenin, and it's for that reason it's something that's going to be aser on Shabbos. One more gemara, and this next gemara is going to be the topic of the raid. Avol machashichin. It's up to gemara. V'avol gafto loy avto. So the Mishnah said that on Shabbos you're allowed to go up until the tchum, so that when Shabbos is over, you'll be close by to do something that you want to do after Shabbos. Sometimes. What does it depend on? If the thing you're going to do after Shabbos is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, then you can't do that. If the thing you're going to do after Shabbos is something you are allowed to do on Shabbos, then you can do it. The Mishnah gave two examples of things that is not okay, and then one example of something that is okay. What's not okay? To hire workers. You can't hire workers on Shabbos. V'daber-daver. So you can't go on Shabbos up until the Tchum, so that after Shabbos, you'll be really close by to hire workers. Another example was L'Havi Peiros. Lavi Peiros, whether it means Haitzah, whether it means Toilesh, Kash, Tevin. Again, that's something you can't do on Shabbos. I can't do it on Shabbos. So I can't go up until the Tchum on Shabbos so that after Shabbos I'll be ready to do it. What was an example of something you're allowed to do? Avol machshechu lishmer umevi peres biyadei. But you're allowed to go on Shabbos up until the Tchum so that you'll be able to watch your peres after Shabbos. And the reason is because you're allowed to watch peres on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah says, FYI, umevi peres biyadei. Once you went on Shabbos up until the Tchum, to go be able to watch your peres after Shabbos, when you come back home, you can bring your peres. You can't go with the intention to bring your peres, but you can go with the intention to watch your peres, and once you watch your peres, then if you want on the way back, you can bring your peres back. Faith to Gemara, I have a practical problem. What happened to Avdolah? V'amar Rabbi Loza ben Antignus. Rabbi Loza ben Antignus said, "Mishum Rabbi Yezav ben Yaakov, in the name of Rabbi Yezav ben Yaakov. Also, lo adam sheyase chafetzav koydem sheyavdol. It's aser for a person to take care of business before he makes Avdolah. So l'chura, where do you make Avdolah? You're out in the field. You're in the boondocks. Where exactly are you making Avdolah? You're bringing your peres back. Bringing your peres is something we said you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So if I can't bring the peres, let's say it's attached to the ground, so I can't be toilish. So l'chura, how am I going to do this? What do you mean? Maybe you'll daven shmei nesrei. You'll say atachay nantano. From you don't have shmulah. I'm avdol b'tfilah. So she avdol al kois. Even if you're avdol al tfilah, brachas 101. You still have to make avdol. V'chitim avdol al kois. So maybe it's talking about when you're avdol al kois. Kois besadim yeka. You have a kois in the field. Tirgum Rav Nosa Marami. Kamei the Rava bein agita shav. Yeah. Maybe it's talking about where this field was a vineyard. Oh, it's a vineyard, so then you're in business. You have wine. It's not a problem. Amalei Rav Abba the Rav Ashi. So Rav Abba told Rav Ashi, "B'marovo amrin on hachi." And this is the punchline the Gemara was getting to. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to say like this: "Amavdul ben koydul shachal." That a person's allowed to say "Amavdul ben koydul shachal" even before he makes avdala. For avdinon tzorchin, and then you're allowed to do whatever you want to do. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said the same thing. Ki avinu be'Rav Kahana. When I was by Rav Kahana, have a omer amavdul ben koydush l'chol. He used to say amavdul ben koydush l'chol umesaltin on tzulsi, and then he used to do melachos. So you see that a person can say amavdul ben koydush l'chol, and if you say amavdul ben koydush l'chol, that in and of itself would be okay. So we have a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says also la'adam sheyasach hafeitzav. It's usher for a person to take care of business. It's usher for a person to do malacha before he makes Abdallah. And so much so that the Gemara asked the Geshmak Akasha, this Yid who went up until the Tchum on Shabbos so that when the sun sets, he'd be ready to watch his peres, which was okay. Says the Mishnah, if you want to now take your peres back home, it's okay. Frank the Gemara, how are you taking your peres back home? Taking your peres involves a malacha. That's why the Mishnah said you're not allowed to go up until the Tchum to take your peres, because it's attached to the ground, whatever the terrace was. But the point is, it involves a malacha. How could you do a malacha if you didn't make Havdalah? What happened to the halacha of Asul Adam Shayasa Chafatzav Kaidim Shayavdal? So the Gemara said, a chiddush. You're right. The reason this works is because you could always say Hamavdol Ben Kaidim Shachal. And if a person says Baruch Hamavdol Ben Kaidim Shachal, that gives you the heter to now do malacha. So it's before in this Gemara that there's an Isser to do malacha on Shabbos, even after the sun sets, after Rabbeinu Tamzman, after Achtel, it's not Shabbos anymore. It's clearly Matzoi Shabbos. Vayera Vayuboiker, first the night, then the day, it's already Sunday. But it doesn't matter, he's still not allowed to do malacha until you do Havdalah. The Brisker Rav in Chedushei Maron, Hagriz, Al HaRamban, in Hilcha Shabbos, Klaus HaKira. He said, what's the pshat that you're not allowed to do malacha after the sun sets, on Matzoi Shabbos, before you make Havdalah? Is the pshat, and this is seemingly the Pasha pshat, because being that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha, even though Shabbos is really dependent on the day, it's totally in the Zman, however, there's an idea that until you make Havdalah, it's still a shtickle Shabbos. And if Shabbos says, Loisasa kol malacha atu vincha uvitecha, so there's an idea that even when it's not Shabbos anymore, but until you make Havdalah, on some level, you have to reckon with Shabbos. So, is it Shabbos? Of course not. And if someone would do Malacha, would you say that he's Chayiv Mises Bezdin because he was a Mechal Shabbos? If he doesn't show you, would he bring the carbon chattas? Of course not. He did Malacha on Sunday. He didn't do Malacha on Shabbos. But there is something called Havdalah. And Havdalah is a ceremony that somehow ends Shabbos, so until you make Havdalah, you still reckon Zech V'dinei Shabbos. So if on Shabbos you're not allowed to do Malacha, so here too, L'chur, you shouldn't be able to do Malacha either. But says the Brisker Rav, I think maybe a different shot. And that is, we know the halacha is that a person is not allowed to eat if he has to do a mitzvah. So for example, you have to light the Chanukah menorah. Once it's this month to light the Chanukah menorah, you're not allowed to eat. There's an idea that if you have to do bedikas chametz, so before you do bedikas chametz, you're not allowed to eat. Before you make avdolah, you're not allowed to eat. Says the Priskarov, Yesh Loimah, the reason you're not allowed to do malacha mitzvah Shabbos before you make avdolah is not because it's Shabbos. This has nothing to do with Kedushas HaShabbos. But the reason you're not allowed to do it is simply because you have a mitzvah to do. And when you have a mitzvah to do, you're not allowed to get involved in a Yonei Chulin. Because if you get involved in a Yonei Chulin, one thing might lead to another. You're going to get distracted. You may not do the mitzvah. Once you have a mitzvah that's mutl on you, you have a chiv to do the mitzvah. So says the Priskarov, you want to know why you're not allowed to do malacha maybe before avdolah? It's not because it's Shabbos and there's a mitzvah to do malacha. It's not Shabbos. It's over. It's Achtel Zman. It's 90 minutes after Shkia. It's not Shabbos anymore. Norvos, what's the issue? The issue is because you have a mitzvah to make Avdolah. There's a mitzvah to usher in the Shabbos b'chnisasai and to be malav the Shabbos b'yitziyasai. It's the mitzvah that we know as Avdolah. That's a regular mitzvah. So if you have an obligation to do a mitzvah, it's no different than the mitzvah of Avlochas Ner Chanukah. It's no different than Friday night before you make Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat. Why not? Because you have a mitzvah. You have to make Kiddush. So if you have a mitzvah to make Kiddush, so it obligates you and it restricts you. That's what's going on over here. It's no different than Bidikas Chometz. So said the prescribed Yishlach, what's the reason you're not allowed to do malacha once it's Oy Shabbos? Already, but you didn't make Avdolah. What's the yisoid of this iser? Is it a Shabbos to get iser? Said the Brisker of, or maybe it's not a Shabbos to get iser. Maybe it's a Pashut iser. I have a mitzvah to do. I have to make Avdolah. So if I have to make Avdolah, so there should be a Pashut iser. Said the Brisker of, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perichov Tes Halacha Hey, says as follows: Also the Adam Lechol Lishlis Yayin Mishakida Sheyem Achi Kaddish. It's also for a person to eat or drink wine once it becomes Shabbos until he makes Kiddush. Everyone knows Halacha. Not let it eat without making Kiddush. It says the Rambam V'chein Mishayetzei Ayoin. Shabbos ends. Also Loi LaHaschol Lecha. It's also to eat. For Lishlis and to drink. For Lasis Malacha or to do Malacha. Oy Litoim Klum Achi Yavdol until you make Havdalah. Said the Brisker Rav, the Rambam lumped together the issa to eat before you make Havdalah and issa to do Malacha before you make Havdalah. V'chura, Yesh Leima, said the Brisker Rav, two different dinim. You're not allowed to do eat because, just like you can't eat before you make Kiddush, you can't eat before you light the menorah, before you do B'dikas Chametz. So too there's an inyan that you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah. Abram the Malacha, das hatzitan mekiddushas la-Shabbos. Said the Brisker Rav, and the fact that the Rambam put that together, it's mavur that the Rambam held that it's really one day. That there's no halacha that says that I'm not allowed to do malacha mitzvah Shabbos after Shabbos before Avdolah because on some level setutzach to Shabbos. Really, it has nothing to do with Shabbos. So what's the yisoid? The yisoid is because I have a mitzvah, I have to make Avdolah. I mean that I have a mitzvah, I have to make Avdolah. So it's mechayiv that I can't eat. It's also mechayiv that I can't do malacha. From the fact that the Rambam put it together, Malacha, Achilah Shtiyah Malacha is all the same. Zaysay Meres is the same thing. And just like Achilah Shtiyah has nothing to do with Kedush HaShabbos, because I eat on Shabbos, I just can't eat if I have a mitzvah to make Avdolah. So it's from the same standpoint, the Issa Malacha has nothing to do with the fact that it's Shabbos. It's nothing to do with on some level we still have to reckon with a Shabbos. It's simply related to the fact that I have a mitzvah to do. I mean that it's related to the fact that I have a mitzvah to do. So it's for that reason, said the Brisker Rav, the Rambam put it together to prove that the Yisoid is like the second side of the Chakira. Has nothing to do with Shabbos, but it's related to the mitzvah of Avdolah. Brisker Rav brings that the Rif, Mesechtes Pesachim says that this idea that a person could say I'm Avdol ben Kodesh L'Chayil after Shabbos and then he's allowed to do Malacha says the Rif an unbelievable Chiddush. You have to say I'm Avdol ben Kodesh L'Chayil b'shem u'malchus. If you don't say I'm Avdol ben Kodesh L'Chayil b'shem u'malchus, it's going to be Yasser. So it's not Baruch Ham Avdol ben Kodesh L'Chayil. It's Baruch Ato Hashem Elikeinu Melech Olam Ham Avdol ben Kodesh L'Chayil. And the Ran jumps on the Rif and the Ran says, no, who said that's not what it is? Ham Avdol ben Kodesh L'Chayil is just a little nusach that you're supposed to say so that you should be able to do Malacha. Why should you have to say b'shem u'malchus? Said the Brisker Rav, what's the Chakira? What's Tolian? What's the Shaila? He said, half of a fellow. He said, if the aside of why the Isser to do Malacha is related to the fact that it's Shabbos, now it's not really Shabbos anymore, but you have to be Malav at the Shabbos. Okay, so there's a Chiddush. Baruch HaMavdu Mekoyla Shechal, even without Shem HaMalchus, there's no reason that it shouldn't be enough. But said the Brisker Rav, if you're going to tell me that the reason you're not allowed to do Malacha before you make Avdolah is because you have a mitzvah to make Avdolah, so then it's Pashit, that you would have to do the mitzvah in order for you to be able to do malacha. If Baruch Hamavdim and Kodesh Achayil is just an amira ba'alma, sinishkai mitzvah, it's not considered that I actually did the mitzvah. So if I didn't do the mitzvah, so I might have to make Abdullah. If I might have to make Abdullah, so then I might can't do malacha. So said the Priskerov, the Rif held, like the Rambam, he held that the yisoid of the Issa Malacha before Abdullah is because I have a mitzvah to make Abdullah. So if I have a mitzvah to make Abdullah, I'm not allowed to eat, I'm not allowed to drink, I can't do Malacha either. So if I can't do Malacha, that means that's poshit, that I won't be able to do Malacha until I make Abdullah. Abdullah has to be made, b'shem Malchus. So what's Baruch HaMavdu B'Kodesh Shachol? What's that helping? What am I fadini? If I just need like a hacker, you have to be malav the Shabbos before you do the malacha. Baruch Hamavdu B'Kodesh Hakol. On your way home from shul, it works beautifully, very nice. But if the yisoid is that I can't do malacha until I make Avdol because I have a mitzvah, it'd be like saying that you can't eat before you light the menorah. Okay, but if you light the one there, whatever, not by your window, not during this month, that would be fine. Doesn't make any sense. If I have a mitzvah of Adokas Ner Chanukah, and by lighting this one little ner, say Hasnish Gitzin the Ner Chanukah, then Avada, what would be matter me to eat? So the Rif held that this din is based on the fact that I have a mitzvah to make Havdalah, and until I make the mitzvah, there's an Issa Malacha. So Bal Korchach, Baruch Hamavdu B'Kodesh Achol, constitutes Havdalah. If it constitutes Havdalah, it has to be B'Shem HaMalchus, because I can't make Havdalah without Shem HaMalchus, can't make a bracha without Shem HaMalchus, so must be the Shem HaMalchus. What did the Ran hold? The Ran held, no, it's just a hecker ba'alma, because you went from Shabbos to where there's an Issa Malacha, to Chol, you have to make Havdalah. So Baruch Hamavdu B'Kodesh Achol, even without Shem HaMalchus, is going to work. The Machlek is the Ran and the Rif, where the Baruch Hamavdu Kodesh Chol needs Shem HaMalchus, it doesn't need Shem HaMalchus, says the Brisker Rav, is this Chakira, the Rif who held you need Shem HaMalchus, it's because he held like the Rambam, that the Mechayiv of this Issa Malacha is not Kedusha Shabbos, it's not Pshat, there's a little Shabbos, it's what Shaychis, it's not Shabbos anymore, it's Sunday, there's a thing, I have a mitzvah, the more brisket side, I have a mitzvah to make Avdala, and just like I can't eat and drink until I make Avdala, I wouldn't be able to do Malacha until I make Avdala either, but the Brisker Rav says it'd be one more Nafkamina, a Pashta Nafkamina, and beautiful among this. And that is, what's the yesoid of the Isser Malacha before you make Avdala? Is the yesoid of the Isser Malacha Lamatas Malachas? Is that what it is? Or is the yesoid, I'm just not allowed to get distracted. I'm not allowed to take care of things because I have a mitzvah to do. In other words, you're not allowed to do Malacha, let's say, certain times. On Shabbos, the definition of Malacha is very specific. It's very unique. It's Lamates Malachas. So the Rav said that if the Yisoid of the Issa Malacha before Havdalah is related to Shabbos, so then the definition of Malacha would be Lamates Malacha. It's Chayrish, it's Ireya, it's Kaitzer. That's what the definition of Malacha is going to be. If, however, the Yisoid is that I can't be distracted, Malacha is just like a Chilo Shtiyah, says then it could be the Hagdara, could be the definition of the malacha is going to be a little bit different. He says it could be the definition of the malacha is not going to be lamates malachas per se. It could be it's going to have a different definition because the yisoid of the issa malacha is not Isurei Shabbos. It's just I'm not allowed to do something that's personal and that's private and that's a dover shel chayil where I may lose cheshbon of what I need to do when I know that I have to do a mitzvah. But it's not Shabbos. The issa malacha before Abdullah would be no different than an issa malacha that you would theoretically have before lighting the menorah or before doing bedikas chametz. It's not Shabbos the gitzur. If it's like the first sad that on some level you have to reckon with Shabbos, so then it's lamatas malachas. What does issa malacha of Shabbos mean? We know what it means. Malachas amishkan means 39 malachas. That's what it means. But if it has nothing to do with Shabbos, it's an issa related to the mitzvah that I have of Abdullah. Fasat it's satan the Shabbos. Punkt Abdullah is a Shabbos related to the mitzvah, but nothing to do with Isurei Shabbos, so the Kaveya wouldn't be Malacha Shabbos. So the Bitzgerov made an unbelievable dick. He said, if you take a look in the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Loza ben Antignos, the Greek name by the way, Omar Rabbi Loza ben Antignos, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Oso Loi La'odom Sheyase Chafotzov, Kaidim Sheyavdol. A person not allowed to take care of business, not allowed to take care of his own personal things. It doesn't say the word Malacha. It says, Oso Loi La'odom Sheyase Chafotzov. Three lines later, Amalei Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Ashi, B'marava Amrin Hachi, HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol, V'Avdin and Tzurchen. It doesn't even say the word Malacha. What it says is they would say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol, and they would do Tzurchen, they would take care of their own things. So the Brisker Rav said, you know what this reminds me of? A Gemara in Brachas. Daf Yod Dalet Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Di Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, Asalei La'odom, Lasseis Chafatzav, Kodem Sheyitz Baal. Before a person davens, he's not allowed to do Malacha. What's Chazal's lashon? Also, loy la'adam. Last is chafaz. You can't take care of your personal business. You're not allowed to take care of your own personal needs. Are you going to tell me that that's an issur lamatas malachas? That before you daven in the morning, you can't be zarei and chayrish. It has nothing to do with lamatas malachas. So garnish the tama lamatas malachas. What this is related to is I can't take care of my personal needs. So he says yesh loyma the makar to the Rambam and the makar to the Rif. That the Issa Malacha before Abdullah has nothing to do with Shabbos. But the Issa Malacha is related to the fact that I have a mitzvah to do Abdullah. And it's no different than the Issa Achil and Shtiyah before I make Abdullah. It's related to the mitzvah. You know what the deek was? Chafatzah. Didn't say Malacha. It said Chafatzah. Like the Gemara says in Brachos Yudal Ramar Aleph. Also, loy lo Adam, lasa is Chafatzah, koidim she yispalo. This is a question of taking care of personal issues, personal needs, personal needs. This has nothing to do with Lamitas Malachas. So the Briskarov said, and we'll end with this, that this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, also lasa shum malacha. This is in Hilchah Shabbos, simin reish tzadik tes of Katan Yud. Also lasa shum malacha, koidim she yavdol. You're not allowed to do a malacha before you make Abdullah. Then hivdal b'tfila, mutter, hafal pisha dain lehivdal ala kois. Then tzorek lasas malacha kaim shudu b'tfila. Let's say you have to do a malacha. Oymer, hamavdal bin kodesh l'chol, b'loi bracha, v'oysa malacha. Says the Ramah, v'yesh oymer. This halacha that you have to say baruch hamavdal bin kodesh l'chol, if you want to do a malacha before making Abdullah. V'yesh oymer, l'chol zed a malacha gemura. Some say this is only true if the malacha you want to do is a malacha gemura. Can go in koisei v'oyrei. But to light a candle, but if you want to do a malacha such as or tremendous chiddush. We're almost finished learning Masechta Shabbos. We learned Daf 150 today. And all of a sudden, you have this new chiddush that when it comes to malachos, we bifurcate them. There's two groups. There's what's known as a malacha gemura, kigoyin koisei va'oirei, and then there's a malacha she'ina gemura, kigoyin hadlokas aner ba'alma, or yitzam rishos l'shos. And a chapsa nafkamina n'ramah, halacha l'maisa. This is a very shchiach halacha. That a person forgot to say atachoyin antanu. That's the only time you have to say baruch ha'maldim and kodesh l'chol, by the way. So you forgot to say atachoyin antanu. And you didn't make Abdullah yet, you want to do a malacha. So it depends. Is it a malacha gemura? Could go in kaisa ba'irik? That you're not allowed to do. You have to say baruch ha'malv and kaisa shalcha. Is it adlokas ner ba'alma or hitzam rishos lishos? They named tzarech hazeh. Says the prescribed, where in the world do you find such a chilek? This malacha, yeah, that malacha, no. All malachas you're not allowed to do. If there's an instant to do malacha, you shouldn't be able to do malacha. Says the prescribed, the teretz is val ramah, when peshita saramah. And when peshita sarif, that the yisoid of the Israel has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. The reason you're not allowed to do malacha before Abdullah is not because it's Shabbos. The reason you're not allowed to do malacha before Abdullah is because you have a mitzvah to do Abdullah. It's not an isser malacha. It's also la adam laso is chafatzo. It's a different definition. If the yisoid was lamitas malachas, then all 39 malachas were created equally. Then it would all be one and the same. It wouldn't matter if it's koisav oirik. It wouldn't matter if it's adlokas haner or it's amir shos l'shos. But Zedr Briskarov could be the Ramah was going b'shita sarifah harambah. That it's the yisoid of the iser malachas related to also laso is chafatzo. That's a different definition. You have to know what's considered chafatzo, what's not considered chafatzo. Could be a malacha gemura is considered chafatzo. A malacha she'ena gemura is not considered chafatzah. Just one last ta'ara, and that is what comes out from this Ramah, that this is another sifkat in Shulchan Aruch where you find that hoitzah is treated differently than other malachas. We mentioned throughout the Masechta that hoitzah is a malacha geruah. Taisva says that's why Masechta Shabbos begins with the malacha of hoitzah, because hoitzah is a malacha geruah, the first Taisvah in the Masechta. And Taisva mentions it many times throughout the Masechta. We saw many, many nafkaminas la'alacha as it relates to hoitzah being a malacha geruah. Being a malacha geruah. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan and Bar Yisrael that said, even though chatzishir is awesome in Atayra, but you let it carry less than dalan amis in a Rosh Hashanah. Why do you say chatzishir? Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, the Prima Godim's Kasha, because it's a malacha geruah. And a malacha geruah, maybe you don't say chatzishir awesome in Atayra. The Pnei Yeshua is chiddish. That Shvisa's behemah is awesome. I can't do malacha, my behemah can't do malacha. But at the same time, if it's a malacha geruah like Koitzah, there's no Shvisa's behemah. Shvisa's behemah was said on Loisasa Kamalacha, on a real malacha. But if it's a malacha geruah, over then you don't have the halacha of Shvisas Behema. We mentioned more recently the halacha that if you do a malacha on Shabbos, b'shoigig b'mezid, there's implications that you can't benefit from it. But the Bir Halacha in Shin Yud Ches, in the beginning of Hilchas Bishul, brings from the Chayyadam that if somebody carries something from point A to point B, and he carried it b'shoigig, you can benefit from it even on Shabbos. I thought you're not allowed to benefit from Maisa Shabbos. Yeah, but it sounds different. You didn't really do anything. It's a malacha gerua. So because it's a malacha gerua, it could be it's not so bad. Here's another place. Here we have a halacha that you're not allowed to do a malacha before you make havdalah, but there are certain malachas that are okay. The Ramah gives two examples: lahadlik es haner And Haitzam Rishus Lashus. Haitzam Rishus Lashus again is given as a textbook example of a malacha that's in a gemura, a malacha geruah, quote unquote, with another practical nafkamina lahalacha.